What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Into sports.
20 yards out, Urch to shoot, don't shoot! Oh, what a goal for Fabinho! Wow!
And get into the all-new OTB Sports app.
I think when he apologises to me, I probably will say hello to him, yeah. No.
Videos, sports news, live scores, interviews.
If Fabregas is going to come up to me in the street and give me some of the mouth that he would have given me on a football pitch, what, do we get a slap?
Plus, exclusive content on the OTB Podcast Network. The biggest names in sports, ready when you are. Search OTB Sports on your app store and download it now.
The OTB Podcast Network.
The News Rant on Off The Ball.
With Gillette. We don't just play the game, we change it. Gillette, made of what matters.
This is News Talk.
Yeah, you're welcome along. Well, the news came through a couple of hours ago this evening. Diego Maradona has passed away aged 60. We will hear from Marcela Mora Iorahu in Argentina. Tim Vickery is going to join us. Graeme Souness. Peter Reid, of course, who jogged after him on that fateful day in 1986. He was an icon. He was as sublime a talent as we have ever seen kick a football. And, well, interesting as well to match.
Enrique to Maradona. Different class. Different class!
He could really beat players. Like, he could dribble, he could go past players. Now, Messi is a great player and Ronaldo is the great modern players, but they don't beat players the way this fella could beat them. And there's nothing better than somebody who can beat the opposition.
Dancing feet. Still dancing feet. What a wonderful piece of play by Maradona.
Que no te viene mal, sonríe con tus jugadores de fútbol que están dejando muy en alto y muy en claro su prestigio.
Well, I played against Diego Maradona at Hampden in 1979 when he was 18. He was absolutely sensational. All the Scottish players came off the pitch talking about this kid that was destined to become a superstar, and they weren't proved wrong. I believe in my time watching football there have been four great, great players that have been on another planet from the rest. Pele, Beckenbauer, Cruyff and Maradona.
Oh, lovely play there as Redondo tries to go through. There's a show! Glorious goal! He's done it! Maradona! And look at these emotional scenes.
Piede sulla palla, la specie, parte il tiro! Rete! Rete! Maradona ha segnato! Magnifico calcio di punizione da parte della formazione napoletana. Il Napoli è passato in vantaggio.
Really creating an awful lot. The best moments have come when from set situations.
It's Maradona.
This ball's in the box.
Oh, he's done it! Just as you were saying, creating nothing unless he got into the box. He did it right on cue.
And Maradona gives Argentina the lead. The England players protesting to the referee. But the little man who started it by walking past Glenn Hoddle. That's where the ball came from, Hodge. Maradona had continued the run forward. And the goal is given.
Maradona. Going at them again. Brilliant run by Maradona. Fantastic goal. Unbelievable. World class. In the best sense of the phrase.
Diego Armando. Di Lardi, the manager, wants them back to play on the game. the World Championship has seen, all from the feet and brains of one man.
So Diego Maradona passed away age 60 this afternoon. Genius, magical, otherworldly, flawed, incredibly human, incredibly self-destructive. We'll talk to the great and the good of the football world between now and 10 o'clock. Richie McCormack, evening.
Hey Joe, how are you?
Very well. So Maradona. It's hard to, say his name first of all there on my part, but it's hard to kind of find the words to describe just how good he was because... Well, we use so many of these adjectives to describe players who are not in his stratosphere. You know, we use words like exceptional and brilliant and gorgeous and majestic to describe players who just can't come close to doing what Maradona did with the football. He's kind of difficult in that respect to capture with just words. You need to go down a YouTube rabbit hole at this stage.
And the thing about it is, I don't think he even needs a YouTube rabbit hole. In the way that we describe something that cannot be priced as priceless, Diego Maradona, in the same way, can't usually be described by mere words. I was probably a bit too young for the 86 World Cup, but my liking of football came along in the late 80s, early 90s, around the time that Ireland's successes came along when I was about between 6 and 8. But everything in terms of how quality was deemed was looked at through the prism of Diego Maradona. He was by far and away the best footballer on the planet by that stage, probably of all time, even by that stage too. He probably even surpassed Pele. There are those that may argue otherwise, and that's what I guess makes the game great. But to look back on his body of work during those years between, say, 81 and 90, before he crested the peak and drugs got the better of him, amongst other things, like, sublime, like absolutely sublime. And on a personal level, like, there is, like, we're all at an age where there's all these totems of our childhood and of our youth and just of our lives in general, people who kind of figure will be around forever. There's only so many of them that you can kind of lose without it starting to hurt. And I think this one, for a lot of people, would hurt this evening.
If you're of a younger age and you haven't seen much Maradona and you've only really looked at him through YouTube, one of the things to look at, because it may not pop up on the suggested list because it's probably only 40 seconds long, is Maradona and the Butcher of Bilbao. 1983 at the Nou Camp, and it's the most savage, brutal tackle that you'll ever see, and it destroyed his ankle, and this was in, what, 83, you know, he had his whole career ahead of him. He only arrived in Barca at 22. It will give you a sense, when you're trying to compare a Maradona with a Messi, for instance, of how redundant that conversation is. How can you compare Maradona and Messi in light of seeing that tackle?
Yeah, it's apples and oranges in terms of the game they're actually playing, because Maradona managed to be everything that Lionel Messi is and more. And this isn't a slight on Messi at all, before anybody gets it twisted and starts texting in. He managed to be everything that Messi or Ronaldo or whoever you're having yourself as your modern great, while being kicked, having lumps kicked out of him, while playing on pitches that were the equivalent of either sand traps or bogs. In most cases, and managed to be everything that they are and more. He just literally cannot describe how good a player he managed to be in and of that environment, surpassing absolutely everybody that was around him at the time, and just became this figure of awe for people that would be on the same pitch as him. Like, there's a clip during the rounds as well this evening, Paul McGrath on Tommy Tiernan's chat show a few months ago. And he was talking about that match that they played at Wembley, I think it was in 87, for the centenary of the Football League. And he was marking them. They're on different sides. It was a Football League against the rest of the world. And he just describes looking on in awe. And you'd have that sense of players looking at him, wondering, how the hell am I going to do this? In 82 at the World Cup there, with Italy and Brazil in particular, in that, you know, second phase, they managed to kick him out of the tournament, more or less. Yeah. But he had left his mark by that stage. But that was what you had to do. You essentially had to try and cripple the man before he could actually be put out of a game. He was immense. Go to 94. Like, 94, he was still, like, running matches. He probably shouldn't have been at that World Cup for a number of reasons, but regardless, he was still one of the better players at that World Cup when he was 3-4 years easily past his peak. He could run games, he could dictate games. The thought that he led an Argentina side single-handedly to a World Cup is overstated and not true. That Argentina side was a bit brilliant. I think a more accurate reflection is 1990, when the side actually wasn't very good.
Yeah.
And he dragged them to a final and was the difference between Argentina and a lot of fairly ordinary sides in Italy, but just a remarkable human being.
Yeah. Hey lads, just to mention, George Best passed away on the same day, 2005. Says Eddie in Limerick. I know there's something, symmetry to that. Yeah. Beautiful choice of music. What was it? That was your doing, was it?
Yeah, Richard Strauss. Yeah, you know, picked it up earlier on this evening, so yeah. Okay.
Very good. So Maradona has passed away at age 60. That is the main story this evening. We will talk very shortly to Marcela Mora Iorahu in Argentina. She's very busy, as you can imagine, at the moment. Jonathan Wilson as well. Graeme Souness we have already talked to. And Peter Reid is going to join us just after 9 o'clock. I know it is the only story of the evening, Richie, but we might just get one or two bits from you. Our newsroom is with thanks to Gillette. We don't just play the game, we change it. Gillette made it what matters. Away from Diego, is there anything you want to bring us?
Yeah, Man City and Liverpool can both qualify for the last 16 of the Champions League tonight with two games to spare. All going to plan so far for City. They're just past the hour mark in Piraeus, where City lead Olympiacos in Group C by a goal to nil. Phil Foden got that goal 9 minutes before the break. The other game in that group has an 8 o'clock kickoff tonight and sees Marseille entertaining Porto. Also underway at 8 is Liverpool's meeting with Atalanta. Mo Salah has recovered from COVID-19 and he is named in the Liverpool starting 11 for tonight's visit of Atalanta to Anfield. Liverpool starting 11 sees Alisson starting goal, a back four of Nat Williams, Reece Williams, Joel Matip and Kostas Tsimikas. In midfield it's James Milner, Jorginho Wijnaldum and Curtis Jones, with Sadio Mane, Mo Salah and Divock Origi up in the front three. The likes of Fabinho, Roberto Firmino, Takumi Minamino and Diogo Jota are all on the bench, as is Kevin Kelleher. An 8 o'clock start to the other game in that group tonight as well, with Ajax at home to Midtjylland. One game here at home tonight as well, semi-final date with holder Shamrock Rovers, awaiting the winners of the Extra.ie FAI Cup quarter-final meeting of Sligo Rovers and Derry City. That one's getting underway in just over a quarter of an hour's time. News two from Tyrone. They look set to appoint Fergal Logan as their new senior football manager. Mickey Donnelly withdrew his candidacy to replace Mickey Hart this afternoon, so it looks like it's just a formality to have Logan included. Part of his backroom team will be the two-time All-Ireland winning captain Brian Duer, along with Joe McMahon and Collie Holmes. News of Cavan today as well. We saw the story during the rounds that perhaps they might want their semi-final in the All-Ireland with Dublin moved away from Croke Park. Not so, say the Cavan County Board. They've strongly denied that they've attempted to move that semi-final. The side's due to meet at HQ on December the 5th. There had been rumours Cavan wanted the game played at a different and indeed smaller venue. However, they say they've never considered nor applied for the game to be played away from Croke Park. And Jordan Brown through to round two at the UK Snooker Championship today. The Antrim man edged out Martin Gould by 6-5. He'll play Jamie Jones in the next round. This evening, Limerick's Leo Fernandez faces snooker royalty in the one and only Ronnie O'Sullivan. That match is just underway, Joe.
Okay, Richie McCormick, thanks so much. Appreciate it. We are talking Diego Maradona, as you can imagine, for much of the next 2 hours and 40 minutes or so.
The News Round on Off the Ball.
With Gillette, we don't just play the game, we change it. Gillette, made of what matters.